From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. Hi, and welcome back to The Daily Breakfast. I'm Father Roderick, and every week I try to review either a movie or a TV show that I watched, or an old-fashioned DVD or Blu-ray. And this week, I want to talk about a movie that caught my eye on Netflix. I'm always kind of looking for science fiction-themed movies. And there was one particular genre of science fiction movies that I can't resist, and that's space travel. I guess it's because as a child I was always dreaming of one day becoming an astronaut and traveling far away from this planet and visiting the moon or Mars or whatever. And so I saw a movie that was exactly about that. It was about a man who was the first one to travel on a one-way mission to Mars. And we know that that is probably something that is going to happen eventually, perhaps even in our lifetime, that we will see a manned flight to Mars with people starting a colony there without being able to return home to go back. Now, we've seen already another movie that kind of played with this idea, The Martian, where the whole idea was that once those first colonies have started to explore Mars, there are going to be regular trips back and forth between our planet and our little red planet. And so there's always this idea that, well, you travel there, but then there's always a way back. And the whole premise of The Martian, of course, is that when things go wrong, then Mars becomes a prison and you know, you have to somehow seem to survive or find a way back home. Well, this movie starts in the phase before The Martian, you could say. It's called Approaching the Unknown. Not a very catchy title. And the movie, for a lot of people I read afterwards, was not a very catchy movie either. It got very, very low ratings on Rotten Tomatoes. I think it got like the critics gave it 43% and then the average viewer rating was even lower. Only 15% of the people that watched that movie liked it. And when you read through the reviews, most people are super critical. Well, perhaps it helped that I went in with very low expectations. I had no idea. I read in the description, and those descriptions are usually very short and very vague, that this was science fiction and that it was about a manned mission to Mars. And so that, for me, is enough incentive to watch it. And it tells the story of this first manned flight. And you see the preparations. There's this astronaut that is a I think he's also a bit of a botanist, so there are some similarities with the Martian, the story of The Martian. And he has figured out a way to synthesize water and to drinking water, which of course is very important for his survival on the planet Mars. And he constructed a device that he tested in the desert, and it worked on Earth. And he carries that machine with him in his spaceship for the duration of the flight. And he depends on it also to survive even the flight to Mars. And then things start to go wrong. The machine doesn't really work that well, and there are all sorts of problems and unexpected things. There is a second flight that left Earth right behind him just a few weeks later. And there's a female astronaut. I don't really know. They don't explain why these two travel in separate spaceships. Could be that the main character of the movie is supposed to lay the groundwork or set up stuff. And then she's, I don't know, perhaps bringing in more provisions. It's unclear, but they are able to communicate. And then both spacecraft have their issues and have their trouble. There's also constant communication with Earth, which was the first thing that wasn't totally realistic. So they show that he receives video communications like Skype calls from the planet Earth. And the first thing that struck me is how unrealistic it is that you see before the connection is made, there is basically this white noise on the screen, like the way old-fashioned televisions, analog televisions looked in the early days. Of course, if this transmission is digital, then it's either going to be image or nothing. But there's no reason for it to show snow on the monitor screens. But that's a minor niggle. The other thing that was a little bit more serious, the movie tries to be very realistic, And it has definitely a more realistic approach in the whole style of filming, the pace of the story than, for instance, any science fiction movie or even The Martian is at times a little bit too fast paced and there are too many convenient solutions. And it has even the ending is a bit unrealistic. What are the odds of surviving on a planet Mars and making it back home safely? But so this movie tries to be very realistic, but then these Skype calls with Earth are immediate. So the guy on the screen asks a question and the astronaut immediately replies, and there is no time difference between those two back and forth communications. And of course, normally, especially if you've been traveling for several weeks, then there's going to be a massive delay. Here, apparently, they figured out a way to do like one-on-one immediate. There's less of a delay in the movie than there is when I do a Skype call here on the planet Earth. So that's the thing. The other problem that I have with the movie is that ultimately it's almost as if they promise one thing and you get something totally different. At least for the first half of the movie, it's a regular space movie. It's a mission to Mars, and that's good, and it's well filmed. It's a very low budget movie, so it's all very much filmed from the perspective of the astronaut. It's in a very confined space. The special effects are really quite mediocre, but they work because they don't want to show you too much of what's happening outside of the spacecraft, or there's not even that much happening on Earth, or we stay with the astronaut. But the halfway through the movie, you start to get the idea, well, wait a minute, I'm not watching a movie about a mission to Mars. I'm watching a movie that tries to talk about much bigger themes. But it's kind of like it doesn't do one thing well, it doesn't do the other thing very well either. In the end, my theory is that the movie is not much about colonizing Mars, and it's sometimes like hints at kind of what The Martian tried to do. It's like a survival situation and you need science and rational thought to stay alive. But then it more and more the tone shifts towards a more philosophical question of why am I alive and I'm ultimately going to die. In my life, my entire life is like a one-way trip. There's no way to go back. You always move forward and in the end you die. And this whole theme of death is, I think, ultimately what the movie is about. It's about this guy who almost died on Earth, and now he's on a mission to Mars. He knows that he won't return, and gradually he's saying goodbye to his life on Earth. That's one of the things that I did like, is that in order to fall asleep, they gave him a remote control, and he can play all sorts of sounds from the planet Earth. It's what I do sometimes when I'm upstairs and I play bird songs on Sunday morning, even though the weather outside is gruesome and it's way too cold for birds to be outside, to be singing. Just I like to listen to natural sounds. And sometimes when people have trouble sleeping, they will play the sound of leaves in the wind or water rustling or whatever. Well, that's what he does. But then over time, he gets bored with that. And you see that he's ultimately disconnecting from those sounds of nature. But it also has a deeper meaning that he's letting go of Earth. And then more and more things start to fall apart. And in a way, his spaceship is kind of is a metaphor of the body slowly decaying, never working totally the way you want it to work. And ultimately also prone to break down and to abandon you. And even though you may want to live, well, if the physical world around you is falling apart, there is no way back. There is no way to fix it. And so this movie gets more and more depressing over time. And then in the end of the movie is so sudden and so weird that you wonder about like 20, 30 minutes before the ending, you start to wonder, is this really happening? Am I still watching what truly happened, or is this happening inside his mind? And the movie doesn't explain, doesn't really tell you. And in that respect, of course, a lot of the criticism is because of that. It's like, well, what am I watching? A hallucination, or is this really happening? Well, sometimes a movie, like a poem, for instance, doesn't want you to give exactly the only way to interpret it. I think the movie deliberately tries to leave it open so you can think about this. And that's one of the things that this movie does really well. It leaves you with a lot of questions. It's like, okay, so what did I just watch? Unfortunately, it is too open-ended. It's too easy. It's so – you can interpret this in so many different ways. And ultimately, you wonder, well, what was the point of making this movie? What is the message of the story? And if the reply is going to be, well, you have to figure that out for yourself, then I can think of a lot of other ways to ask myself these questions that are a little bit more entertaining than this movie. But all in all, going in with almost no expectations, I was entertained. I watched the entire thing. And I would give it a 6 out of 10, so it's a little bit higher than most ratings on IMDb or on Rotten Tomatoes. But that's probably because, well, it's about a guy traveling to Mars. And I'm constantly thinking while watching the movie, what would I do in that situation? How would I experience a trip to Mars? And would I ever go to a planet knowing that I won't be able to return? And – well, these deeper questions of isn't life like that? Are we ultimately everything is going to end? And so does it really matter that you travel forward while losing so many things? Isn't that what we all have to go through? And then the question, of course, is, and that's where I think the movie lacked something, is so how do you deal with that situation? Is there still hope? And of course, being a priest, I love to think about this perspective of, well, it's not just saying goodbye. It's not just losing things or losing your health or dying ultimately, but it's letting go to find something that goes beyond death, that goes beyond. So one of the final questions of the movie is there eternity or is there just death? Is death the end or is there something that goes beyond that? What are we made to live forever? Or are we made to die on a remote planet? So I applaud the movie for trying to ask these questions, but I think the movie really tried to bite off more than it could chew. And so that probably explains why a lot of people didn't like it. I'd love to hear your opinion. If you have a few hours to lose, and yeah, check it out on Netflix and let me know if I'm just delusional and attributing way too much weight to this movie than it actually deserves, or whether you agree. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And if you want to see more episodes or hear more episodes, then I want to refer you to our website over at Trideo.com, Trideo.com, and make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. It's youtube.com/Trideo Media. I'll see you tomorrow.